We kai it kibnei suach a mizbeach. We use it like for dessert on the mizbeach. Kibnei suach, that's like fancy dates. So Rashi says, kodem shemedi bikinuach suda. Like a person brings for dessert at the end of his meal, minei nefika, sweet things. V'loshen kai it, that's loshen of kai it, k'desiv, ha-lechem v'yakai it, lechem l'ochel l'orim. That they give bread and dessert, sweet things. So clearly, what do we do with the leftover tamidim, the leftover kavanas? We bring it for kayis, like for dessert on the mizbeach. Meaning, when the kahanim see one day, they don't have that many kavanas to bring that day, so the mizbeach is empty, so they take this korban and they bring it to the gadol for pleasure for a korban olah on the mizbeach. For the Gemara, is this true? So how can we leave, just like you could bring sweet dates or figs on the mizbeach? So how many words you really bring fruits on the mizbeach? So Moses says, is this true? The pasuk says, "Ki chol se'ol v'chol devash leisatiru." You're not going to bring anything sweet. It says honey. Rashi says that honey means kol minei mesika v'chol minei peiros even b'chlal. Any sweet fruit or any fruit is b'chlal v'sisa. That v'chol devash, we're not allowed to put honey on the mizbeach. So how could you tell me? You bring sweet fruit for dessert and put on the mizbeach, you can't put any fruit on the mizbeach. It's only dam, or they weren't the fats of an animal. Or mincha, or levoina, k'teris. So when it says, Tanya we learned, Tanya rav chanina ki b'nei suach liyodim. It just means an example, just like a person at the end of his meal eats something sweet, sweet fruit for dessert, the same thing the mizbeach also. We give the dessert. When the mizbeach is empty, when it's full, when it's finished with its meal, then we give it dessert, we put on it the korban olah. We bring it this olah for an adava. That's the lashon of kayet ha-mizbeach. It's like the dessert for the mizbeach. When the mizbeach is empty, after it's finished its meal, there's no more kabbalah today, then we bring this. Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Achizda, a makitzin b'yelosayt. He said, you should know if we have birds left over, so a bird you cannot bring for kayet ha-mizbeach. That we cannot bring for dessert. Rashi yom makitzim bi'olah seif. A loichim b'dimei ha-nadova olah seif. Like sometimes with the money, sometimes we sell the animal, and with the money we bring a kabonis, we bring him a dovas. So with the money that you have to bring him a dova, you cannot buy a knife. You have to buy a behemah and not a knife. Not even a knife for korban olah. Oh my Rebbe, so when Rebbe heard this, he said, no, ha-bucher, this is wrong, it's a mistake. Rashi says, Dover ha-bogin alev, you made this up yourself. How do you know this? Like, why can't you bring a knife? Oh my Rebbe, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rebbe, so Nachman by Yitzchak said to Rebbe, my bucher saw, what's the mistake, what's wrong over here? No, I'm risen alei, u'mishmei d'rav simim en adoy, I'm risen alei. I was the one that said this over, and I'll tell you, I said it over in the name of Rav Simi Minadoi. He also said like this. What's the pshat? Why? Yom Rav Simi Minadoi. Nois reis lemidvas tzibalazli. So when you have leftover kabonis, or leftover money, that you sold the korban, and now with the money you have to bring a present, you know where this present goes. It's called lemidvas tzibalazli. It's called the present of a tzibur. It's not a private korban. It's leftover money from other kabonis. And that's halacha, that when Bezdin sells the animal, Bezdin now brings the korban tzibur. So the kayet ha-mizbeach is like a korban for the tzibur. It's a present for the tzibur. So if so, the klal is, the ein olas ois the tzibur. There's no such korban tzibur by a bird. By birds, we never find the korban tzibur. Our knife is only for korban yochid, not for korban tzibur. That's what says, Yidva tzibur ozli, ki the rabbon and the pligil and the rabbeleza. That was my question for Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says you can bring it for your own korban olah. And the Chum said, no, we bring it for korban olah tzibur. So according to Chachamim, that these meisros, these kayets ha-mizbeach, has a shame of korban tzibur on it, therefore cannot be brought from a knife. Because that's the klal, a bird is never brought for korban tzibur. That's why she said, the Tanya B'teras Kahanim, Vikriv min ha-toyim, ha-yochid may be yoyt. Only a private person can bring a korban olah from a bird. But v'ein ha-tziba may be yoyt. A tziba cannot bring a bird for korban. They have to bring a behemoth. Therefore, it's good what we said, that the maestroist that you're bringing the carbon oil with cannot be bought a bird, but rather you have to buy an animal. This is Biyach Shmuel Sov Elohod Rav Yochanan. Shmuel was served by Rav Yochanan. So Rashi says, which Rav Yochanan? The Yom Eliyel to Midim. Shleirotzuchud Rav Shimon. The lesser lane does the masnin makitzim ben esmas beach the gufan v'yein tzrichin v'yem. That Shmuel was served by Rav Yochanan. But the Chiddush was according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That he does not hold from Leiv Bezdin Masna Leiv. So again, when we first makdish these karbonos for the Tamidim, they have a Kedusha Sagut, we cannot be paid to them. We cannot redeem them, close them on their time. But rather, what do we do with it? So once what it would have been, you have to wait until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you could be paid to it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could use the animal itself for a Kayat HaMizbeach. You could use it for Korban Eilat. Rav Yav Shmuel Sov Elohod Rav Yochanan. Shmuel Yosef Zak Rav Yochanan. That after Chiddush, that according to Rav Shimon, even without a lay that does the Masna Leyen, still the Korban itself could be bought for a Kayat HaMizbeach for Korban Eilat. The Yomer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Korbonus Tzibor, Korban Tzibor, Sakin Moshchosan L'mashahein, the knife itself, that means the knife, when the person makes the shechita of the animal, that draws it for what purpose you want. That's what Shmuel said. So what does it mean to say the sakin is mashchosan? So Rashi says, what it means to say is, sakin ha-shechin stamon, mashchosan ha-korban, shufar shmukhim ha-kaf, afilu wein zoyis ha-korban atzmoy, v'en oilas tamid, oilu l'kayetz, it means the korban oilas the tamid, it was set aside for korban tamid. And now you cannot use it, passed over the year, so even according to Rav Shimon, you don't say, there's the masna, you can use it for the Kayat HaMizbeach. And Samar says, now Tani Namech, let this also again. Well, Moedi, Rav Shimon agrees. In Soyer, Shimon Kora Beregel, it says now Mishnah, Rav Shimon agrees. By the Musif, if you do not bring it for a Golem, Yaakov Rosh Chodesh, you can bring it on Musif for Rosh Chodesh. Vim lakor b'rosh chodesh Yaakov Yom Kippur b'ring v'yom kippur. Vim lakor b'yom kippur kor b'regel. Vim lakor b'regel zeh yikor b'regel achar. You could change around these musafrim from one to another. Why? He answered Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah, she'mitchilos aloi bo'el lachap al mezverach yitzayim. That it all came for the same purpose on mezverach yitzayim that they came to mechapar on tumas mitzvah kodeshov. So even though they're not the exact same type of a kapara, but since it has to do one with the other, you see the svar of sakim ashchasan. So within the same svar applies to us also, that this korban atamid, even though now it cannot be used for korban atamid anymore, that you can bring it for the kayat hamizbeach, it's also like it's korban oimah, it could also be brought for the kayat hamizbeach. And then the royal atamid, it's not fit to be used for the korban tzibah anymore, for the korban atamid, because the korban tzibah has to be brought from last year, from the new year's money, and this was bought from last year's money. What can we do with it? It says this lesson of Sakin Meshchasim, the knife, the Shash Chita, draws it for the purpose that you want it. So that's the proof of Rabbi Yochanan, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, that does not hold Leiv Bez the Masna Leyen, you could use the Korban itself for a Korban Oila. Tanya Nami Yochi, we don't like this also. Tanya Nami Yochi, Omeidu Rabbi Shimon agreed, Visoyer Shim Lekora Beregel, if you have the Musaf, that's supposed to be brought on Pesach, let's say. You have the Soyer Lashem, that's a Korban Chatzis by Musaf, that was supposed to be brought on Pesach. And you didn't bring it on Pesach, it got lost, and you find it afterwards. As Yaakov Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to bring it on Rosh Chodesh. V'yum Lekorab Rosh Chodesh, Yaakov Yom HaKippur. Bring it for Musaf on Yom Kippur. As we had before, the rule three, a Soyer, a Theorism, Lashem, the rule three of Korban Chatzis. So if you don't bring it for Musaf on Gimel Golem, you can bring it on Rosh Chodesh. If you missed out on Rosh Chodesh, you can bring it on Yom Kippur. If you like Korb Yom Kippur, you Korb a regal again, bring on the next Yom Kippur. If you like Korb a regal there, if you do not bring it this year, join one of the Gimel Golem of this year, Yaakov a regal Acha, bring in another regal. Shem Echilos Lei Bo, Ena Lachapar Ala Mizbeach Hachitzen. It was only meant to be brought on the Mizbeach Hachitzen. Rashi says, yes. Shemitchila loibor lachapar al mizbeach hitzon. Alma, ahu, that's what we're matzah upon. Shiyakar al mizbeach hitzon lachapar mitzvah. Dolva shukish loy. Chatas tumas midrash takum mitumas midrash. Dava fi shen kaprosin shava. Even though it doesn't have the exact kapara, like a korban that was set aside for Yom Kippur is mechapon a different chet than the one in Rosh Chodesh, or the one in Rosh Chodesh is mechapon a different chet of the Gimel Regalim, still you could bring this korban on the next Yom Tif. Why? Because it has to do one with the other. That's how it's far also, that this korban atomid, first of all, sukkish for a tamid, so even though you cannot bring it for the tamid, we could bring it for Eilas Nadava. Some type of a Nadava, as long as it's a korban Eila, it could be brought for that purpose. Now, the Mishnah says, V'yalzodon tumas migdash kodeshov soyer anasa b'tmin. Here's the Chiddush, that the soyer l'ashem, the soyer the chattis, that's brought in the pnim on Yom Kippur is mechapa not only on a chet. We have before that yesh lo yidiya batchila v'yein lo yidiya basayf, that it's toimo, but it's also mechapa on a mezid. Even if he did it on purpose, he went into the Beis Hamikdash on purpose when he was tamei, this soyer that's brought in the pnim on Yom Kippur is mechapa. So when it says minor animili, how do we know this? That this carbon atomic, this carbon of the soil Hashem on Yom Kippur is mechapa even on a mezid. Usually carbonates are only for a shogig. How do we know here it's mechapa even on a mezid? The Tanya Rabbanim learn like this. The pasuk says v'chipol al hakodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael. That this carbon of soil Hashem is mechapa on Yom Kippur from mitumas bnei Yisrael. The pasuk ends off mitishayim. It says from the tishayim. So einu hamaridim. A tesha means somebody that does it amaze it. So the prophet is saying clearly, this korban is mechaper even on the mezidim. The chayin one of the prophet also says, melech moyet koshabi. The melech moyet is rebelling against me. The end of the prophet says, os tif shal livna, right he, that the city livna is also rebelling at that time. The Russian tesha means merit, rebel. Here also, even though the person is still amazed, this korban of pnim, the soil Hashem is mechaper. But the pasuk also says chatos, elu ashkogis. It's also mechaper on a chet of a shogeg. The chayin one, the pasuk also says nefesh kisecha tebishkogah. So chatos means by mistake. So we said it's mechaper on tumas migdash on a person that had the idea about chilo that he was tamei, then he forgot he went into the base of migdash, and up until now he still does not remember that he went in when he was tamei. On such a person, the soyer of the pnim is Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Al Shal Averis Sheba Torah, what about other Averis? That does not have to do with Tumas Migdash. Not that you were Tumas when you went into the Beis Migdash, you were over the other Averis. So Al Shal Averis Sheba Torah, Hakalas Vachamuras, lenient ones and strict ones, Has Dainus means the Mazer, the Ashkaras by mistake. The local is that the soyer Lazozil, the second soyer, that they throw over the cliff that goes Lazozel on Yom Kippur is Mechapra and the other Averis. So first of all, it's the question, what's this Lashon? Hainu Kalis, what does Kalis mean? Rechuna Hainu Esrei V'loi Esrei. That means a Rovan Israel that only has an Israel Asrei to it, or else only a Loi Esrei. Chamuras, what are the strict Averis? Hainu Krisus to Mises Bezdin. An Averis that has either a Chorus to it, or else to Mises Bezdin. Hoida, what does it mean you knew about it? Hainu mezid, that you knew you did the chet. Then the Mishnah says, loy hoida, question means, hainu shegig, you did not realize you did the chet. You were only a shegig, by mistake you did it. So, Moreh is the question, according to all the same type of chedushim here, why is it repeated so for? So Moreh says like this, Amar Rav Yehuda, hoki kama, this is what our Mishnah means to say, al shara vera sheba tera, ben kalas, ben chamures, that means like this, Bein shosim b'shoigig, bein shosim b'mezid. Whether you did these kalas and chamuras b'mezid or b'shoigig, still the soyer lazozel is mechaper on Yom Kippur. Now we explain. Oisen shosim b'shoigig. The averas that you did b'shoigig, you do not realize them. Bein noida loy tzveikon, bein noida loy tzveikon. Whether you know you have a doubt, or whether you do not know you have a doubt. Like if you know you did the avera doubtfully, that's a lochov onoshom toli. You have to bring a Mashem Tali in between. So whether you realize that or whether you do not realize it, Rashi says, you know that you have a doubt whether you ate Chalev or not. In such a case, you have to bring a Mashem Tali. Or whether you do not even realize that. That you do not even realize that you had a doubt whether you ate the Chalev or not. That's called Hoida or Lehoida. That means, or whether you do know you're Sveikon, whether you brought the Korban Noshem Tolei, whether you didn't bring the Korban Noshem Tolei, still this Lazozel is Mechapon Yom Kippur. Now, the Elohim Kalis, what's considered an Azera that's Kal, that's Esed Loitasei? The question is like the Mishnah repeated itself. First it said Kalis, and then it said Esed Loitasei. So we're explaining. First, the Mishnah said a general statement that Kalis and Chamuras, the story is Mechapon, whether you know about it, whether you don't know about it. Now, the Mishnah explains what is considered Azera's Kalis, that's Esed Loitasei, whether it's Al Isser, Al Sei, or Al Lav. What's considered the Averis Chamurais, that's Krisus Mever that has the Chayv Krisus to it, and also Mrs. Bezdin. Now, Hi Esrei Hechidami, what's the case talking about that we need the Sawyer on Lazozl and Yom Kippur to the Mechapur, so the Averis of Yisrael are saying, what's the case? Hechidami, either Loi Ovat Shuvah, if the person did not do Shuvah yet, says so, Zevach Hashem to Eva, why does the Korban Lazozl help on Yom Kippur, the Chulah by Kabbonis, we always say, Zevach Rishayim to Avram. If the person is still in Russia now, he is not doing tshuva, the Shasha brings down, say, the Korban, it doesn't help. A Korban only helps a person that does tshuva. If he's not doing tshuva, he's called in Russia, so a Korban should not help. So why is the Korban a Chaper? Not even on Yisrael say? Elamai, Idi of the tshuva, if the person really did tshuva already, says so, Kol Yom Nami, why do we need Yom Kippur to be mechaper on him? Any day of the year, any day of the year, if you're over in Yisrael Asay and you do tshuva, the tshuva helps. The time you will learn the Mishnah Yuma, over our mitzvah essay, a person did an avera in Yisrael Asay, so he also tshuva, and right after he did tshuva, the halacha is loizaz mishama shemechum loy. He does not have to move from there until the meichel means he's forgiven right away. Without a carbon, without Yom Kippur. If you're over in Yisra say, as soon as you do tshuva, that's it. So what does our Mishnah say here in Yom Kippur? That the Soyer Lazozel is Mechaparon and Aveira in Yisra say. What's the case? If he did not do tshuva, it's Zerach Hashem Kaleva. If he did tshuva, so it should be Mechapar without the carbon. So my answer is like this. Rab Zera says, true, the Omer the Mardo. We're talking about now, the person now was still a Merid, he's still rebelling. Rashi says, well, you have a tshuva. The person did not do tshuva. And so we have a question then, how does this Soyer Lazozel help? Aye, the Pesach says, Zevach Rishayim Tueva, that a korban for Rosh is a Tueva. It's not nice. It doesn't do anything. So Moran says, the Rebbe, I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe goes like this. I don't know.